two good games to look forward to. I suppose, first of all, from a Donegal point of view, it's nice to be back at Croke Park. It's been over 2 years since we were there, Frank.
Yeah, that is for a number of these players. You know, it's probably going to be a good experience to get before the championship football kicks off. And promotion to Division 1 is probably always going to be an aim. And with that, I suppose they probably would have been targeting, you know, a league title, you know, as well. And one of the, it'll be a good experience for a lot of the players. And I'm sure it's a weekend that they're all looking forward to and it's well timed, you know, with the championship game just around the corner in 3 weeks' time.
Yeah. The injuries count for Donegal keeps increasing. Patrick McBertie and Ryan McHugh are the latest. Patrick's definitely out. They're going to wait, I think, close to the time to see what the story is with Ryan, but he's seen as a major doubt for the game. A double blow for Jim McGuinness as you go into a big decider at Croke Park?
Yeah, definitely. I suppose two of their key players, two of their experienced players on the team, and two players that have been playing very well through the league. You know, Ryan McHugh's really back to himself again, so as you know, and carrying a lot of football and getting on a lot of possession, so he'll definitely be a loss. And Patrick always comes to life when he gets to Croke Park, and I suppose probably disappointing for himself as well to miss out in a league final in Croke Park. But I suppose when the bigger picture comes around in 3 weeks' time, I suppose the priority is about getting Patrick and Ryan on the pitch for the championship match against Derry.
Yeah. They, of course, are two new additions to what is a lengthy injury list for Jim McGuinness. Is Donegal just unlucky on that front, or is it part of this process that if you're trying to get players up to a certain level, it's something that can happen?
Yeah, I suppose if you look back, I suppose this past number of years, you know, we've been missing probably five or six that you would regard probably as starters or in your first 15, you know. And again, this year, you know, some of the players have been kind of used sporadically due to injury. You know, this is Jason McGee, Michael Langan, Owen Van Galler probably haven't got a run of games, you know, during the league, which is probably disappointing for them personally, you know, because a lot of work goes into the thing, a lot of time and commitment, you know, and it's probably disappointing for those players that they're not, I suppose, in a position to get onto the playing field, you know. But it's one thing, I suppose, that shows the strength of the panel at Donegal all the minute, you know, the way they've come through Division 2 unbeaten, you know, and done very well to get to a league final. So I'm sure the players that have come in to take their places are holding their own.
Yeah. Who has impressed you this year, Frank?
Yeah, there's been a number of good players. You know, Keir Moores, the juniors have come in, you know, has been very consistent right throughout the league, you know, and Oisin Gallen as well. It's good to see himself and Patrick playing well together and getting on the score sheet, because, you know, I suppose any team going forward to have championship ambitions, you know, is going to need those marquee forwards. And, you know, it's good to see that we can, you know, look at Oisin Gallen and Patrick McBertie as two main threats up there in the forward line, you know. I suppose Keelan McGonigal in that half-back role that he's been playing has also been impressive, you know. Keelan's always very athletic and big and physical and strong, you know, and he's really covered a lot of ground this year already, so we're looking forward to see how those players get on now, you know, in the, I suppose, the green grass and the firm pitch of Croke Park now at the weekend.
And Frank, is Croke Park a venue that will suit the likes of Oisin Gallen?
Yeah, well, I suppose as a defender, I suppose it's always hard to minimise the space that the forwards have, and I suppose the one good thing about Croke Park, you know, there's going to be pockets of space there to get on the ball and get the marks and get scores on the board. And that's probably the one thing about Patrick, because he always seemed to do well when he got to Croke Park and got that extra bit of space. But there's no doubt, you know, for the likes of the other, even Jamie Brennan knows, getting back to Croke Park, and I suppose with playing conditions and weather throughout the league, there probably hasn't been too many firm pitches played on, so I suppose it'll be well timed, you know, in the last league game, and then with 3 weeks to go to the championship, where there should be a lot more pace in the game, and I suppose a lot more speed being used.
Yeah. These two sides, of course, drew in the game at the Athletic Grounds. There wasn't much between them. Will there be much between them come Sunday, Frank?
No, I can't see an awful lot. You know what? Say it's going to go right down to the wire again. I suppose Donegal, looking back at the league game, they probably would have been disappointed not to come away with a one. You know, they had Armagh under pressure and probably didn't take enough of their chances on the day. And saying that, I think Armagh put on a couple of very positive performances since then. You know, a huge victory against Cavan there. And I suppose they guaranteed, similar to Donegal, they guaranteed the promotion, you know, with the game to go, which is positive for them. But again, both teams are going to really look forward to it. Armagh always, you know, look forward to getting to Croke Park as well. And you know, they won't have any fears of going to Croke Park either. So it should be a good, open, entertaining game of football. And I suppose the key aim of promotion is already got. So I would say it'll probably lend itself to a bit more openness, hopefully, for the weekend and a good game for everyone to watch.
Yeah, and I suppose from both camps and indeed from Jim McGuinness's point of view, I'm sure it's a game that he'd want to win because when you're winning matches, you get momentum and you get more confidence. But at the same time, Jim will be very, very wary of what's coming 3 weeks down the line, and the next thing that he needs is a few more names in that injury list that we spoke about earlier.
Yeah, that's it, I suppose. There's always that risk of picking up injuries when you're playing games, but I suppose, you know, it's also a game where it's going to stand to these players getting to Croke Park. And I suppose the fitness is well built up now, you know, in the next 2 to 3 weeks before championship is really going to be about just fine-tuning that fitness and the tactics side of things before the championship match. So the weekend presents a good opportunity to get another good game of 70 minutes football against a top quality team under the belts for both teams, and you know, they'll be hoping that'll put them in a good place. And I suppose heading into the championship match, you want to go in with momentum, you know, and I suppose you're always only as good as your last game. So both Donegal and Armagh is going to be looking to come out of Croke Park with a league title and a national title and a victory heading into their respective games, you know, with Derry and Fermanagh coming up.
Are you going to call a Donegal victory on Sunday, are you?
I do think so, yeah. They have been impressive, you know, probably the first 15-20 minutes of the game against Meath there at the weekend, they probably didn't start the best, but, you know, they still run out convincing winners with an 8-point victory, you know, and they are. Both putting teams away, you know, and that second half is becoming a period of the game where they're pushing on again, so they are. So it's always positive to see in that period of the games, and hopefully we'll look forward to seeing that at the weekend as well.
Yeah, you said there that it's all about going to the championship and getting a win. Is that a similar case for Derry? And if they are to do that, they're probably going to have to stop the best team in the country at the moment in that Division 1 final.
Yeah, I suppose if Derry is going to be, they're going to be looking. I suppose the last league game they played against Dublin, they rested a number of players. So I suppose it's going to be interesting this weekend to see do they go after the victory against Dublin, who have, you know, improved immensely since that first game defeat to the Monaghan and Croke Park. But I suppose the performances in recent games have been nearly back to their best in their fitness levels and speed of play looks to be up there at their peak. So it's certainly going to be a huge challenge for Derry, but at the same time Derry are putting those consistent performances together, so they are, you know, they're always, you know, in each game and no matter what team they're playing against, they're playing to their style of football, and it doesn't seem to matter the opposition, they're still just putting the performance in and they'll be looking to get the result as well. I suppose heading into the game in Celtic Park, I think both Donegal and Derry will probably be looking to leave Croke Park with momentum rather than a defeat. So I suppose that'll be the aim, and I suppose as Donegal people would be hoping for a first and foremost, and then probably, you know, looking for that momentum to be stalled a little bit for Derry ahead of the first round of the championship match.
We know that Donegal, and you've been around Jim McGuinness training camps before, once this league is done and dusted, it's going to ramp up again for championship. Donegal's going to go into that game as underdogs, given that Derry are one of the top two sides in the country. They have home advantage. But is that a scenario that Jim McGuinness will be quite content with?
Yeah, it's certainly one that, I suppose, you know, the pressure of winning championship matches, you know, it's different to having a home game in Macoun Park where you're expected to win the game. You know, it's really a shot to nothing. I think most people, you know, throughout the country would probably expect Derry to win that game in Celtic Park with the current form they're in. But I suppose when you factor into the mix then this with Jim McGinn returning and Mickey Hart returning as Derry manager, you know, taking over Derry, it's going to be a huge game. And I suppose Jim McGinnis had a little bit of training work done early in the year and a little bit of a camp, and I suppose the next couple of weeks is going to be fine tuning towards the Derry game. And it's one of Celtic Park, you know, it's a nice venue and tight pitch and the crowd's, you know, right on top of you, so it's going to be a great game for atmosphere, so it is. And I suppose Ulster football being Ulster football, you know, it's going to be a tight game no matter what. I do feel, I suppose, Derry won in this past two Ulster titles, and I suppose they've been going for three in a row, which is probably hasn't been done now in quite a while. I know ourselves every time we may have got two in a row, but never could manage that three in a row. So I suppose that factor is always there as well, that, you know, that they're probably going for three in a row as well, which would be a remarkable achievement for any Ulster county to achieve.
Yeah, it would. Well, listen, moving away from the county scene, just finally then, on club football, you're back in action with Glenfinn this coming weekend, Frank taking on Glenswilly in your league opener. What's the hopes and aims of Glenfinn this season in 2024?
Yeah, I suppose been in Division One. I suppose we ended up in the relegation playoff last year and maintained our status in Division One. So probably looking to get early points in the board, you know, and I suppose maintain that Division One status before the championship kicks off, probably in July and August, you know. So, but it's good to have the club football up and running, you know. It'll be a busy month of April, you know, with a lot of games played. So, it's one that I suppose again you're looking forward to, and I suppose it's back to the club scene where there's an event on every weekend now and a match on for everyone to get out and get to see, which is you know what it's all about.
Yeah, I know it's early stages yet, but have you managed to keep everybody from last year, Frank? Or because obviously people's lives change, people move on away from home, go for work. Is there a good strong stack of player personnel there for Glenfinnan?
Yeah, I suppose we probably last year a year where a number of players did move on, you know, with work and travel and immigration, you know, and that's to be, I suppose, understandable. Every club probably is meeting that challenge, you know, but I suppose we're lucky enough we'd probably a good enough group of under-17s last year that have come through now at under-18s, you know, to boost the numbers, you know, training-wise, and hopefully you'll see some of those younger players probably taken to the field throughout the year for an adult football, you know, so it's good anyway, you know, and both, you know, both seniors and reserves, you know, things went well so far anyway, so I'd look to keep that up right throughout the year.
Okay, well listen Frank, good luck with the club football which starts at the weekend, and enjoy the Donegal game on Sunday. Thanks for joining us and we'll speak to you again soon here in Highland.
Cheers, Roger. Thank you, take care.